As we continue our celebrations of Niue Language Week this morning, we're joined now by True Samu. True is Tuvaluan, but lived for a number of years, 5 years in fact, in Niue. After moving to New Zealand in 2003, he studied industrial design at Massey University, then went on to enrol at South Seas Film and Television School, currently YOBI. He majoring in screenwriting and a direction. After 5 years of freelancing with Māori TV, True and his family moved to Te Aroha, where he now works for Tatua Dairy Company. True continues to champion Wangahau and Niue and joins us now for more. Whakalofa lahi atu, and thank you so much for your time this morning, True.
Whakalofa lahi atu, Brian.
So, firstly, let's begin with Tuvalu. Whereabouts in Tuvalu is your family from?
I'm from the island called Nanumea, and yes, I've only been there once, but I was born in the capital, which is Funafuti, before we moved to Niue in 1997.
Awesome. What was the reason for your family moving to Niue, True?
I was quite young, but I'm pretty sure during that time, there was a scheme between Niue and Tuvalu, between the two governments. So there was a scheme of getting people from Tuvalu. So my dad saw that scheme and he applied for it. And funny, because he had a plan all set up for him, because he travels on, he works on container ships. So I think one of his voyages was between New Zealand and Niue somewhere. I don't know, I can't remember. But he might have been to Niue and he liked the place. So when he saw that scheme, he applied without telling mom. So they got in, and that's how we ended up in Niue. So, yeah.
Whereabouts did you spend most of your time on the rock? Which village or villages?
I grew up in the village called Vaia. Woohoo! That was the south of Niue. So, yeah, Vaia village, I grew up there. And, yeah, had some really good memories of the village and yeah, just made it basically in general, like growing up, being a kid, go to the plantation and, yeah, spend our times on the rugby field pretty much.
Talk to me more about that. You know, when you look back through and your time in Niue, what were some of your favourite memories growing up on the rock?
Growing up on the rock, it's, you know, just go from Monday to Friday, just go to school, come back, feed the pigs. And then when we hear someone kicking the ball in the field, we'll just brush our afternoon chores and then go to the field and play until dark and come back and do our evening devotions and repeat it again the next day. But when it comes to the weekend, that's when we wake up early and we go to our plantations and, you know, do our chores before the sun gets too hot, because, man, you can get burned over there. So we try and do it in the morning when it's nice and cool, and then we return back home and then just relax. And then in the afternoon, we go to the sea, have a dip. And, yeah, we repeat it again the following week. That was good, really good.
Now, I understand when you first moved to Niue, you were actually forced to learn Wangahau Niue by your parents. Why?
Because in Tuvalu, we left, we were quite young, and to speak a foreign language in Tuvalu, people sort of like, you know, like they laugh at you, like, you know. So we didn't even want to. We were taught at school, but not to speak. So when we went to Niue, we were struggling to communicate with others because of English. That's the only option to communicate. So what we did, we ended up forcing ourselves to speak to Wangahau Niue, because that's the only way that we can learn. And sort of similar to Tuvalu. So there's a few words here and there, but where I'm originally from in Tuvalu, we use the H. So so when you say Niue Hau, we say the same thing, Hau, you know, in Tuvalu. Where some other islands in Tuvalu, they use S, you know, like Sau, or, you know. So it was really easy for us to adapt because of our language in Tuvalu, we use the H a lot in our vowels.
Now, I understand you're still a very passionate advocate for the Whangahau Niue. So is it you split your time between Tuvalu functions and Niue functions? How does that work? Because we recently had, what is it, Tuvalu Language Week, and I think you were featured in one of the videos there with one of your children.
Yes, I did. I try to maintain, because language is really important, eh? Like now, I've got kids now, and I see the how we value our Whangahau Niue or the Ngangana Tuvalu, which is really good. We can pass it down to our next generation just to identify where they're from. It's more like a signature, really. If you know how to Whangahau Niue and you know how to speak Tuvalu, people can easily identify where you're from. You know what I mean? So that's why it's really important for me to maintain the two. I don't worry too much about the Tuvalu language, because that's my mother tongue. But my second language, which is Whangahau Niue, and I want to maintain that. At the moment, it's slowly disappearing because I don't have anyone to speak to. But when I do bump into a Niuean that can Whangahau Niue, I go harder. So that's how I value our language,
Because you're living in Te Aroha, which is a small town in the Waikato. Apart from yourself, is there quite a, a large or a population of Pasifika there in Te Aroha?
We have quite a number of Tonga families who lives here. They work in the chicken factory. So we do. I do see quite a bit Polynesians down here, Pacific Islanders. But apart from that, it's just me, myself, and my family here.
So, for you and your family, how are you celebrating the Niue Language Week this week? Whāhi tapu he whakahau Niue.
It was good. Last night we went through some phrases with my kids, and it's funny because they try so hard, but it doesn't quite sound right. But at least they gave it a try. But yeah, we'll get there.
And the message for you to our Niue community tuning in this morning, True, what's the words of encouragement? Especially, it's always our New Zealand born, to encourage to take up their mother tongue and to learn more about their cultural identity, language, history, etc.
I think there's nothing much to say. I think it's all been said and done, and just a little bit to add into to some words of encouragement for our New Zealand born. We don't blame anyone really, for somehow you grew up here. But just like myself, I moved to Niue without even knowing the language, but trying to force myself to learn it by saying words without even like worrying about what other people think. Just spit it out. Before you know it, you'll be fluent. That's really my technique of same thing with English. I came here, no English, so I forced myself. So what I did, because English is so different to our language, English is the other way around. But when you translate it to how you would say it in Whangahau Niue, and it sounds so fresh. That's why we're so fresh. So it sounds funny, but yeah, it's one of those things. You just gotta throw it out, and then someone will say, "Hey, maybe say it like this," And then you just pick things bit by bit, and then and off you go. So I reckon it's not that hard to learn the Whangahau Niue.
Well, mitaki lahi, and with that, of course, some words in the beautiful Whangahau Niue, True.
Whakalofatu ki mutol wosi, ko hingo haku o True Samu, nofo maui au Niue he maanga ko Waiea, tolu tolu e tau haku ka mata whanau e tolu whae e whakaoseanga e tau nei, ko e Whangahau Niue mitaki lahi ke Tauwhi, ke whakamalolo e Whangahau Niue, i loto e tau kaina osi, koe mena ia ke i loto whawa hau a koe i whē. So, lalinga ia na au ke Whangahau Niue, kai
Wow, that still sounds like you just got off the plane there. So that's good, very good. Well, it's a very big thank you. Whakau ilahi mahaki, true Samu. Really appreciate your time this morning, brother, and all the best to you and the family, passing on not just your Tuvaluan, but also your New Way and Wangahau New Way as well. Monwine aho, thank you so much.
Rau ilahi, Brian.